Good afternoon. I had a direct plea for my father not to mention him for Father's Day. So this Father's Day, I would like to read a passage about an obedient father's willingness to obey God's command and offer his son on an altar as a sacrifice. God did not allow him to go through with it, but he provided a substitute. This is a picture of what Jesus did for us on the cross. He exchanged his life for ours. When he took our sins upon himself on the cross, we have to be willing to exchange our will, our desires, and our plans for God's perfect will, perfect desires, and perfect plans for our lives. So let us read Genesis 22. Now it came to pass, after these things, that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And he said, Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. And the two of them went together. Then they came to the place which God had told them. And Abraham built an altar there, and placed the wood in order. And he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So the first point I'd like to make is that we must yield to God's will in all things. Abraham had great plans for his son Isaac, just like we often have great plans in our lives. However, Abraham had to learn that God's plans were greater than his plans. Often parents have great plans for their kids, but God's plans are greater. And Abraham had to learn to let go of all his desires for his son and allow God to accomplish his will through his son. In doing this, both Abraham and his son Isaac experienced faithfulness in God in their lives in a very radical way. And we can experience this if we follow God and let go of our desires. God's commandment for Abraham to sacrifice his son was, no doubt very challenging for Abraham, but Abraham immediately obeyed God, and we must immediately obey God and substitute our desires for God's desires. The second point I'd like to make is that we can't truly yield to God's will unless we deny ourselves. And Luke 9:23 says, Jesus says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." And if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Abraham denied himself. He loved his son, his only son, but he still followed in obedience to God. And Abraham's a good example for us that we need to follow in obedience to God no matter what. We need to deny ourselves and sacrifice our lives to Christ, for his ways are greater than our ways and his thoughts are greater than our thoughts. And we must realize that God's plan for our lives are always greater than whatever plans or desires we might have. The third point I have is that God commands us to go out to all nations to make disciples. To do this, we may have to sacrifice our desires and our comforts. We may have to substitute our plans in this life for God's plans. And Romans 12:1-2 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Fathers must be willing to offer their sons and daughters as a living sacrifice to God. Fathers must pray that God would accomplish his plans in their children's lives. God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son. God commands us in Matthew 28:19, "Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations." Which is harder, to sacrifice your son or to share the gospel with someone you may never see again? Success in this life out of the will of God means nothing in the light of eternity. In closing, I encourage everyone to take up your cross daily, and as Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father that is in heaven." To do this, we have to substitute our plans in this life for God's plans, substitute our desires for God's desires, and we must substitute our will for God's will. Now, turn the meeting over to Daniel.